Welcome to Take on the Lake. I've got a story for you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Take on the Lake with Lake Expo. I'm Nathan Bechtel. Thank you for joining us. Today, we have a really interesting couple of guys that I met at the St. Charles Boat Show earlier this year, back in, I think it was February. These guys came walking up to our Lake Expo booth, as many of you folks do. We love meeting people at the St. Charles Boat Show, actually. Get to meet lots of readers from all over the place. And had a really interesting story to tell about a really interesting business would be interesting to boaters, but also interesting to people who like a business almost with a mission. Maybe that's the right way to say it. I'll let them explain it a little bit. But today we have in the studio Kevin Thomas and Steve Kolish. Did I say that right?
That's right.
With Lighthouse for the Blind, St. Louis. Kevin and Steve, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So talk a little about, we'll dive in and explain to me the real quick kind of explanation of what Lighthouse for the Blind St. Louis is.
Yeah, absolutely. So Lighthouse for the Blind is a manufacturing facility based in St. Louis. We're a nonprofit, and our mission is to give gainful employment to the blind and visually impaired. That segment is historically around 75% unemployed. So our mission is to give them a chance to be able to go out, have a decent wage living, benefits, retirement, the whole thing, so they can provide for our family and you know, really get out there and go from being a tax taker to a taxpayer and you know, have the American dream.
That's amazing. Those kinds of stats are helpful. I mean, in a way, that's not really surprising, but when you say it, it still is powerful to hear that historically 75% of blind and visually impaired people are unemployed.
Yeah.
And I mean, understandably, there's a lot of jobs they just literally cannot do.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, think about it. There's a lot of them that you have to be able to, you know, if you don't have this sight, you're not going to be able to, you know, do that job.
And yeah.
So it's tough.
So you guys brought a lot of what percentage of the products made at Lighthouse for the Blind did you bring today? What kind of stuff does Lighthouse for the Blind focus on manufacturing? Kind of give me an overview there, because a lot of this is very pertinent to boaters in particular.
Yes.
But you actually make some things that are not just for boaters, but actually probably a lot of podcast listeners and viewers here like have in their house right now. So lay that out for a sec.
Yeah, absolutely. So Lighthouse of the Blind, let's just go back to the beginning. Lighthouse of the Blind was founded back in the 30s.
Okay.
And we started out as a company, as a nonprofit making brooms for the government. And so from there, then it rolled into the 80s. We started doing aerosols and stuff like that for the government. So majority of our business prior to the, you know, mid 2010s was all government related products. We made products for the government under the Ability One program.
Okay.
And what that means is it just says that the U.S. government has to buy from nonprofits or, you know, different types of agencies like us over like just going and buying a commercial brand or whatever. So we did that. I did a lot of that filling of products for the government. And then in about 2015, the Lighthouse decided to, you know, diversify into commercial side. So we started acquiring commercial businesses, and a lot of these brands that you see here are the brands that we purchased. And because having in the commercial side, it gives you a little bit more of a stable, like predictable income and everything, where government work is very contract based.
Oh, sure.
And okay. It's like one, you know, you got like 20 contracts and then you have none. And
right.
You know, so it's gives you a little bit more of a predictable path.
Got it.
So because
Lighthouse started getting into aerosols in the 80s, there was already this kind of obvious connection with a lot of what you guys brought today, because you have a signal horn, a sound alert, a smaller signal horn. Boaters are required to have a signal horn on their boat. They could be any of these, right?
Yep.
Of the ones that you have here.
Yeah.
And then you have, well, the one that everybody knows is the can of spray air, basically.
Yes.
Aerosolized air. Is that the right way to say that?
Yeah. It's a can, canned gas. You have to compressed gas is what is it's not technically air because it's a gas.
But, oh, okay.
we have to legally say that it is compressed gas. But we acquired about, it was, 2023, October of 2023, we acquired Falcon, which was our biggest acquisition. It doubled the size of the company and everything because, and the Falcon brand is one of the most recognizable in the dust, is Dust Off. That's the canned gas.
That's the canned brand, the Dust Off brand.
Yep, okay. Dust Off brand of electronic dusters for electronics and computers and everything like that. And then also, they made signal horns and safety horns for boats. We actually, Falcon, actually, not Lighthouse, but Falcon actually invented the horn, the air horn back way back in when. And it's been the leader in the horn business. We have the highest quality standards, just like our dusters, all of that. It's going to have the best horn, the loudest noise. It's really good products. And then they have different. The horns are different size because they can do different size boats. And some states, and specifically state of Missouri, actually has a law that all boats have to have a horn, whether they have the electronic horn on there, like if they're, you know, even if it's a 60-foot Sea Ray, and they have a big horn there, they still have to have a horn, one of these horns.
Gas-powered.
Yes, an air horn.
Air horn,
sort,
yeah, right.
Of some sort on their boat to be as a backup. So
it's a safety thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so literally probably a ton of boaters at Lake of the Ozarks have a Falcon horn on board where they should.
They should.
They should at least have a horn on board. And then obviously a Falcon one is a good preferred option there. And what's really cool about that, and again, what was really compelling about y'all's story when we met at the boat show was that's giving employment to blind and visually impaired people.
Yes.
And that's great. I like that, you know, just innately. And I think a lot of people can go, wow, that's great. Because anytime an opportunity for people for whom there are limited opportunities to do really meaningful employment is presented, I think that most people really love to see that. And I mean, like we all have this built-in desire to be productive, right?
Yes.
And to do the thing that we were made to do. And so I appreciate that Lighthouse is doing that. For how many people?
We have over 200 frontline workers that are
awesome.
That are out there that are visually impaired.
Awesome. Yeah. And tell me a little about, because you guys were mentioning this when we first met, about the connection of blind and visually impaired people to St. Louis in particular, because that seemed very random to me. I didn't, but there's a school or anyways, explain that a little bit more to me because I don't know the background there.
We're Lighthouse for St. Louis. There are some other lighthouses around the country as well. We're all loosely connected, but we're all independent under the NIB, which is National Institute for Blind. But what's really cool about our program too, or about our company, is that because we are a nonprofit, the proceeds from the sales of all this, actually we go back into the community and we do a lot of really great programs for the blind. Like we do mobile vision clinics where they drive around to different neighborhoods and give eye exams and things like that. Okay. And we have a really cool thing where called SOAR. It's a program. So we take, you know, we have high school seniors that may be blind or visually impaired, and they go and they stay in a dorm room for about 2 weeks and they learn how to do everything. So they have to do it all on their own. They cook, they clean, how to do laundry, how to, you know, go to the grocery store, to even just how to go out on a social of, you know, occasion or something like that. And they learn how to do all that stuff on their own.
And so that's a program you guys
We put it on, we fund it ourselves. We also, you know, besides those like programs that we directly give, like another one cool one we do is kids nationwide, we bring to down to space camp, and they get to go. The blind kids get to go and do space camp for a week or two.
Where's that at?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah. I believe. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they get to go do that, and then on top of those programs that we do directly, we also will donate some of the money to other programs, or, like nonprofits that do a lot of stuff for the blind. Like Mind's Eye was one that we do a lot with, and they do the World Series of Beatball, which is held in St. Louis.
Of what?
Beatball, yeah.
Well, so, okay, what is this?
So it's like baseball, but it's for blind or visually impaired people. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool.
Say more. I have never heard of this ever.
So the pitcher will throw the ball, and the pitcher's sighted, and they throw the ball. The ball beeps as it comes. Oh. And so if you're playing, if you're sighted, you have to wear a blindfold, but if you're blind, you're fine. And then you hit the ball, and then you can either run towards first base or third base, and there's like cones there, and they beep, and you have to run and touch the base before one of the fielders picks up the ball. And then you're on. You made it on base. And
Is awesome.
And
I've never heard of this, and I love it.
The St. Louis team, based out of here, was in the World Series finals. I was in the actual World Series, in the championship last year, and this year it's back in St. Louis. It's being held in over on the Illinois side in Caseyville and Edwardsville area.
So cool.
And we're hoping that the St. Louis team gets back in there and maybe can bring home a championship this year. So,
well, it'd be great for one St. Louis baseball team to bring home a championship. Wow. Is that too touchy of a subject right now? I don't know, but that's encouraging. That's some great baseball news coming out of St. Louis there. We were talking a lot before we pushed record about the woes of Cardinals season right now and the struggles. That's all right. We're not just fair weather fans, but I love learning about beatball. That is that's amazing.
So so we do a lot of other really great programs throughout the community and everything. So whenever you go out and you buy, if anyone goes out and buys like the Falcon Horns or Duster or any of these other products, you're giving back, in a way. So because you're giving that,
it's great.
You're giving us employment to our employees, and you're also, that money is going back into the community. So it's really cool.
That is really cool. So run down maybe the products. Go through what we've got here, and then maybe anything else that you weren't able to.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the horns, we have different, size horns. There's the larger 6-ounce horns. Those are for boats up to like 65 feet or more. And what's nice to the horns too is when you buy the horn, you can keep the trumpet is actually reusable, so you could just buy refills after that.
Oh,
so
nice.
So you can keep that horn and keep going.
For our audio podcast listeners, we will not be demoing the horns for you today.
So
no worries.
I gotta
turn the volume down.
It's all over, good.
Yeah. To trust that they're real, right?
Over 110 decibels. Yeah. So it's quite loud.
They'll get you.
the 1-ounce horn though is really cool, and it's unique to Falcon 1-ounce horn because the way our trumpets are made, that you can actually go, it's really good to take camping with you. There's a lot of campgrounds down here in the Ozarks and everything, but the reason why is because the shrill of the horn sound that comes off the 1-ounce actually is proven deterrent of bears.
Oh wow.
So bears and other wild animals cannot stand the pitch of this, and they will take off running.
We have bears.
Yes,
there's lots of bears. So that's actually useful for right here in Missouri, not just for your boat, but
absolutely
for the bears.
So and then there's different gases. You'll see different color trumpets. There's an orange trumpet, there's a blue trumpet, and then there's a white trumpet, and that's just the different types of gases in there. The orange is a butane. It's going to be a little more flammable. The blue one is a more standard gas that's not quite as flammable. And then there's the white one, which is our eco-friendly. It's very environmentally friendly. It's not at all flammable. And
in terms of functionality,
same. Yeah, it's just price. So,
I thought maybe you'd have a pink one for like October just for the gal boaters out there. No, that's not what it's about. It's not a fashion thing. It's identifying the gas inside the canister.
Yes, yes. And then some of the other products that is made from Dust Off is we have like touchscreen wipes. These are really great. They come in individual little sachets that you can like throw them in your purse or your beach bag or your in the glove box or whatever. And they work really great with your like sunglasses to get the spray, you know, water spray off there, or your touch screens. If you know, all the new boats now have these giant touch screens and navigations and everything. Right. So you can get all that off of there.
You've got your sunscreen on your finger and you go to like navigate and then
clear all that. You can wipe them off there. So these are individual sachets that you can like keep in your boat down below or something like that. Okay. And then bring it out. And the HyperClean is kind of similar, but it's a spray with a microfiber cloth. And that's all plant-based, so it's really eco-friendly. It's so you can, and it works on all types of screens. You can on your phone, your glasses, your TV screen, your you know, whatever you want. Yep. Really, if it's a glass or something, it'll work on it. And it's really great at not streaking or anything like that too. So, and it's again, a very environmentally friendly things. So, and those are kind of the, you know, things from Falcon. And then we have another brand, and this is really great for boaters, the Vinyl Mender from Tear Mender. This is a clear vinyl patch. So you have like an inflatable or something, or the, you know, those giant inflatable mats that everyone jumps on.
Yep.
And, you know, they inherently rip or something.
Inevitably,
and you have a clear patch, you just peel it off, stick it on there. It's waterproof. It'll hold.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And it won't, and it'll patch that up so it doesn't leak air anymore. So.
And then the fiber patch is out here. Is that similar type
very,
deal?
Very similar, but it's a fiberglass infused patch. So this is for your boat. So you'll say you hit a little bit of a rock or something and take a chunk out of your hull. You can patch this up. You just peel and stick. It cuts. You cut it, you peel it, and you stick it. You leave it out in the sun for 35, 45 minutes. It gets rock hard, and then you can sand it, paint it, drill in it, whatever you want to do.
Really?
So it works great on, you know, boats, your canoes, you can put it on your
sea-doos.
We actually have a there's actually a jet ski rental company that buys these things and lines the bottom of their sea-doos with the patch preemptively, so that when the renters go out there and run it into a dock or a rock,
happens all the time.
It's gonna help protect it and
really, so it's kind of a shield. Even
gives them a little extra shielding on there.
Interesting. That I could just imagine every boater should keep a couple of those either in the dock locker or just on board.
Even. Yeah. Like, so
interesting.
Yeah.
And then there's the canned air. Canned gas, whatever. The compressed gas. Where to blow off, you know, the electronics and the stuff and things.
Absolutely.
Right? So there's that. Mm-hmm. Any others that aren't here that are worth highlighting? I didn't know what y'all's suite of.
Oh yeah, we have all kinds of stuff. We even have we have a company that we own called Quakecare, and they have disaster preparedness kits. So we have everything from like emergency food bars.
Oh wow.
To emergency water. And
stock your bug out bag.
We have bug out bags. We have marine ditch kits that if you're if you're out in the ocean, obviously here at the lake, you're not too far away from shore.
Okay.
But
different levels of first aid as well.
Yeah.
You know, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Everything to pet survival kits to pet first aid kits and all that stuff. Okay. So we have all those within the Quakecare brand. And then Rapid Fix, which does the fiber patches. We also do like a super glue that's guaranteed not to dry out in the bottle for over a year.
Nice.
And so, you know, anyone who's done super glue, it's like you get one use out of it.
You get a one use deal.
Not ours, you can buy and leave the cap off of it and it'll stay stay going for over a year.
Cool.
So
interesting. And these are all happening at your manufacturing facility.
All made in USA. Yes. In St. Louis.
Yes. And and we were talking about where that is, Maryland Heights area. Is that what you said?
Yeah. It's off of Page and real close to almost to 170 right off of Page.
Okay. Do you do factory tours ever for people?
We occasionally will do an open house and you'll see, they'll announce it out on the, on our socials and, for Lighthouse and, and they'll have an open house kind of thing where people can walk through and get a tour of the factories and stuff. So
this is going to sound like a naive question. It is a naive question, but how is it for blind people to learn how to do the various jobs that are required? Again, I would imagine there are certain jobs that are just like, that's just not suited for somebody who can't see well or can't see at all. But how is that? Like the training and the doing of that, is that particularly difficult for them? Or I mean, obviously they've learned to live their lives
in so many other ways, you know, they're difficult and how to overcome that. But what's that like for those folks?
Yeah, it's actually really cool to see out there on the assembly line and everything. But yeah, we have people dedicated to doing training. All the equipment is adapted so that they can help. It helps them with doing it. But you know, it's really cool to see the people out there, and they just you could never tell when they're putting it together.
Yeah. When I first saw it for the first time, when he took me down to see, they know their work area so well. Like if you didn't know, if you weren't told that they were visually impaired or blind, you wouldn't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's that amazing.
So yeah, it's definitely really neat to see, and everyone there takes such great pride in what they do and the quality of work, and it's all about quality and safety from, you know, in the factory. Like in our factory, we have lines that are all raised. You know, there's like lines on the floor that are raised, different raised bumps and stuff, so that if you're walking, you can feel which each line is, and each line leads to a different spot. Like one will lead to the bathroom, one leads to exit, one leads,
you know. Morse code on the floor. I'm not Morse code. I'm sorry. Braille on the floor. To be able to feel where you're going. And interesting. I love that, because people who are blind aren't using that as an excuse to just give up on life. And I think that there are people who have way fewer impediments and challenges who are tempted to give up on themselves, on, you know, being productive, on doing meaningful work. And so I think it's really inspirational, like that you've got hundreds of blind or visually impaired people there who absolutely could have. Frankly, we have a culture that I think a lot of times is encourages people to think of themselves as a victim first. And I think people that could have said, you know what, life dealt me a bad hand and I'm just going to sit it out. And I think that's just awesome that they're like, no, I'm going to lean in and produce and like actually create value in the world. And man, I just love that. That's part of the whole story that really is meaningful to me, because again, I hope that people see that and are inspired by that to go, I'm not going to let excuses stand in my way of doing what I'm here to do, what I'm called to do. So anyways, I don't know. I'm sure you hear tons of stories and stuff like that. Anything stand out or I don't know, your thoughts just on that idea generally?
Yeah, no, it's great. They, our employees come to work excited to work, wanting to work, and they do a great job, and they work their butts off to make sure that these products go out on time in great quality is top notch. Our quality is some of the best out there in terms of like presentations and everything of the packaging and stuff. We take a lot of pride in that. And not only is we have visually impaired on the assembly line, but they're all throughout throughout our corporate office and everything too. Even our CEO has some visual impairment and everything too. Yeah. So it's a really cool that top to bottom, the whole company has a mission to do the gainful employment for those blind individuals.
That's great. That's great. So Steve, when did you come aboard? Maybe you already said that and I forgot, but no, say it again.
Yeah. So I came on about 6 months ago now.
Okay.
So I'm relatively new to, to even just the business.
What brought you, what stirred your interest or what brought you here?
Well, so my background is mostly in retail and then car sales after that.
Okay.
Which is actually where I met Kevin, and him and I got close through that. I mean, I guess he was there for a year and a half. Yeah. So long enough for us to, you know, kind of have a lot of in common. And when he got over there, he said, I want you to come over here and be my sales guy. And, you know, it took a little bit of coercing, and, you know, we always joke, he drugged me kicking and screaming from the car sales industry, because anybody who's been in car sales knows that's it's an industry that very few people leave. And if they do, they come back a lot of times. Okay. So he pulled me over there, and it's just been a completely different experience on this side. And like you said, it's meaningful. You know, you're doing some impactful work with some pretty amazing people. And not that we weren't at the dealership, but it's a lot different when it's, you know, there's a mission like this involved.
Yeah. That's cool. So yeah, you're still kind of like green.
Oh, yeah.
On that stuff.
Yeah.
And you're specifically what you're doing on the day-to-day, what's that looking like?
So I deal with a lot of our accounts. So I'll be sending emails and keeping up communications.
Okay.
Following up, answering questions.
What are those accounts? Because we were talking a little about where people can find these in like an actual retail outlet. Presumably that's who you're talking about, different retail people who are buying and carrying this stuff to a retail kind of space, mm-hmm. right? So where do people look for this?
So right now, like our duster, you can find at Walmart. You can find at in the office supply area. You can also find it at Sam's and Costco.
Yeah. And it doesn't say Lighthouse for the Blind on it anywhere, probably? Or does
on the back
it?
Of the cans, you should start seeing those saying Lighthouse for the Blind and Read by Blind. We're, you know, when we just acquired, like I said, we acquired Falcon just a couple years ago, so they still had a backlog of cans that we had to get through. Okay. But once we get through those, but yeah, they will start saying made in St. Louis by blind individuals and stuff. So
for now, it's look for the Falcon brand.
Yes, look for the Falcon brand.
Okay.
Those are the horns you can find on Walmart.com. You can order them straight for there. Look for the ones that say Walmart Plus. You know, those are the ones sold by Walmart.
Okay.
You can find our, also locally here, you could find our duster and the wipes and the screen cleaner all at Dierbergs down here on the main, main 54.
Nice.
So they stock them there. And our vinyl mender can be found at like Ace Hardware, also Amazon.com. On Amazon, it's all sold directly by us. So you can get.
So if people wanted to buy any of this through Amazon, you have a Lighthouse for the Blind store. Is that how that works on Amazon, or how is that set up?
It'll be set up under like Terramender, which will be, you know, there's the Terramender, which in Vinyl Mender, and then Rapid Fix. There's a whole Rapid Fix store that has all the patches, all different size patches and the glues and all that stuff. You can do it from there. But like I said, the Falcon, you can find it in your neighborhood,
Walmart or all of them.
Yeah.
The usual places.
Usual places.
Nice. Well, I think that there will be lots of folks who want to look for that specifically. So I want to make sure people can kind of clue into that, especially if some of these, as of now, don't say Lighthouse for the Blind or made by blind individuals or whatever on the back. So that's cool. I like to send people that direction. What else? Is there anything else that we missed that we should touch on about what Lighthouse for the Blind does, is doing, or is going to do, or past, present, future? Anything else that we're missing?
Off the top of my head, not really. I think we touched on most of those things. It's just when you're going out there and you're out there searching for a screen cleaner or a patch or a horn or a duster, when you're buying those can dusters, look for the Falcon brand, look for the Terramender, the Rapid Fix, and go that route because you're helping to support a great cause.
Great. And go check out a game of beatball.
Yeah.
While you're at it, man, look up where the latest games happened. That's just the coolest. That was the surprise reveal of visiting. I had no idea. That's just the coolest.
And you can, you can find it on, you can also find out more information by going to our Facebook page, the Lighthouse for the Blind St. Louis. We're on there. I think we're also on Instagram and X. So
great,
but all under Lighthouse for the Blind,
great.
St. Louis.
Okay,
for St. Louis.
Well, we will absolutely send people there, and I would encourage folks to buy these products. You need them anyways. In fact, some of them you're legally required to have on your boat.
Yes.
So when you do that, think about supporting a business that is really doing something. I mean, turning a profit is great, but beyond a profit-focused thing, but actually has a mission and is helping employ people that are blind or visually impaired, be a business that's actually in the state of St. Louis and doing manufacturing. We didn't really talk about that particular thing, but that's a big thing that I know. You know, there's this broad, current administration and the federal government, Trump administration, different things. There's always been this talk about that industry and manufacturing has diminished in the U.S. over the last several decades. And so I love that these are made in the U.S. and then made in Missouri. Yeah. So that's a huge benefit.
From almost all completely domestic suppliers as well.
Love that. So. So again, support that. Go to whether it's Walmart or like wherever, go online and order or go to their Facebook page and website. I'm sure people can find out, surf even, info about products and stuff like that there. And
yeah.
And the website was, again, it was lighthouseforTheBlind.com.
No, it's lhbindustries.com.
Oh, thank you. I totally was going to blow that. lhbindustries.com.
Yes.
Okay. LHB is Lighthouse.
Lighthouse for the Blind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Industries.com.
lhbindustries.com. Got it. Okay. So everybody should go there, check those out. And man, thank you guys for coming on. This is really fascinating. I love the opportunity to promote this because I just think it's meaningful and really cool and creating real value. And I love that. So thank you guys. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, folks, that has been our take on the lake. If you would go ahead and subscribe, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button there. If you're watching on Facebook, make sure you follow our page. If you're listening on one of the multifarious podcast apps out there, make sure you go ahead and subscribe wherever you are, just so you can help us grow the show, share it with your friends. If you didn't like it, just share it with somebody else anyways, because you're the only one who didn't like it. All right. Everybody else loves the show. So make sure you share it with your friends. And thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you soon. Stay anchored, stay curious, and we'll see you later.